This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
How does Amazon Prime make its schedule announcement? Do they, like, send it to you?
Right, yeah. Is
it in my mailbox right now? Should
I be watching their version of the 5 o'clock news what is this afternoon or something?
Is there a box next to my garage right now that has that the Bills and Dolphins are playing on a Thursday night?
I don't know.
Maybe there is. Schedule week. Here's Will Graves with us from the AP in Pittsburgh. Will, I mean, you could go either way on this. I don't know you well enough to know if you'll be somebody that just enjoys, eats up how almost literally every week of the calendar there's some NFL quote event happening, or maybe it offends you. I don't know, but this week apparently is schedule week.
I'm going to come off as the elitist that I think I am, even though my paycheck tells me I'm not. I think the schedule release thing is literally the dumbest, most, like, it's insanely stupid. You already know who they're going to play. I understand if you want to travel to go watch your team play, and, like, the Steelers are going to play in Ireland this year, right? So, like, I understand that. But I just, like, I can't be bothered. Like, I can't stand the drawn outness of it either. Like, I would be fine if Amazon would just drop it in my mailbox, right? Like, here's a release. But I'm in the minority. I understand a lot of people enjoy it. If that makes me an elitist prick, well, I mean, it's not the first time.
So. If you're a Prime member, Bulldog, let me know. And I don't. If you're not, I won't tell you. It'll be my secret.
I got it. My wife's asleep because she's working tonight at 7 p.m. It's her account. Like, all the Prime stuff funnels through her. So she's probably got the whole schedule in her email.
That's right.
But she's asleep, and I'm not going to bother her because, believe me, like, you might sound grouchy about it on the radio right now. Me waking her up at 4 p.m. Hey, you got an Amazon email? That'd be the end for
me.
Do
you have Buck Saints? Because I have Buck Saints. Yeah, don't do that, Bulldog. I agree.
No, I'm not going to.
I agree. Well, the Steelers do play in Ireland. We've wondered if the Bills might be that team. The first time I ever heard anybody bring that up, it was maybe the Packers, but this Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, what's the word for it, Will? Drama.
Hostage situation.
Hostage situation.
Okay, that works.
And the Packers executive said that they wouldn't be in this game. It sounds like Minnesota. What has this been like to cover? Has there been really anything to report?
No, I mean, everybody on the beat, we've all had the same story basically saved in our computers for 2 months now. I think just sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop. I mean, it seems I'm trying to get my actual professional analysis and I'm trying to separate my own personal opinion from that analysis, but it's hard sometimes. I mean, look, it certainly seems that he can show up whenever he wants. He can sign and show up whenever he wants. That's the way the Steelers have made it seem since they found themselves in this situation when they decided to not match the offer that the Jets gave Justin Fields. And, you know, I just, me personally, if Aaron Rodgers does not put you in the conversation with Buffalo and Kansas City and Baltimore and probably Cincinnati and probably the Chargers, you know, Aaron Rodgers puts you in the same situation you've been in for going on 10 years now for the Steelers. You might be good enough to get in the playoffs, then you'll have the lesser quarterback in the game, whatever game you play, and you will lose. That is basically what happens. And so that's my own, you know, personal opinion of it. They've also, like, you know, Najee Harris moved on. They traded George Pickens last week. They've kind of gotten, you know, rid of the guys that could be considered problematic off the field. I mean, Najee was not a bad guy. He just was different. George was a you know, just an immature kid who had been entitled his entire life and never held to account. And the Steelers, you know, did everything they could to try to, like, get him to walk the straight and narrow, and he just refused to, and they weren't going to sign him to an extension. So having him, you know, on the team for, in a contract year when he's not the number one guy anymore because they have DK Metcalf, that was just not going to work. So, but the idea that they would let guys like that go and then bring in a guy who is on Pat McAfee asking for apologies about COVID from people, like, I just don't see how that computes with that club. I think it's going to happen? It certainly seems highly likely, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that the Steelers have blundered their way into this situation, and they sort of get what they deserve if they take Aaron Rodgers.
If you feel like now, Will, it is highly likely that he comes to the Steelers, why the 2 months of the saved stories for either outcome in your computer and all the other beat guys? Like, what is the holdup? Like, what is there? Is there some game of chicken with the league or what?
I mean, even the Steelers. So, like, Omar Khan came in and talked to the beat writers on Friday after the opening of their rookie minicamp, and we asked them on the record about 10 minutes about mostly about Pickens, but then like vaguely the quarterback room, and then you know, there was some discussion afterward, and technically that was off the record, but I would just say, you know, even in that, all I'll say about that, what we talked about was they basically said this. Omar basically said the same thing he's saying on the record. Like, we have no timetable. Everything is on the table, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, the Steelers have repeatedly pointed to what Rodgers said on McAfee like a month ago, where he's got some people in his personal life that need his attention. And when he commits to football, he wants to fully commit to football. And I get all of that, right? The guy's going to the Hall of Fame whether he comes to Pittsburgh or not. So it doesn't matter. It's just, this is he's basically, in my opinion, looking to go out on a higher note than he left with on the Jets. And he's never going to find another job that's going to pay him $10 to $15 million to $20 million a year. He's not going to do that, right? So, like, why wouldn't you go back to work for 4 more months to make, you know, $10, $15, $20 million? That being said, you know, I don't know if it's the best first impression for this guy to sort of just take his time, and where everybody else, you know, conceivably will be at mini camp or OTAs when they start on May 27th, right? There's no guarantee that he'll sign before that. There's none. And I just don't know what kind of message it sends if he doesn't sign by then. And maybe he waits until the week of mini camp, which is the second week of June. And, you know, maybe that is sort of let's remember the Steelers, you know, Roethlisberger retired. Mitch Trubisky signed 5 minutes into the signing period in 2022, and then they drafted Kenny Pickett like 2 months later, right? And then, like, you know, they end the Pickett experiment. They get Russell Wilson technically before free agency even opens because the Broncos had cut him or were planning to release him or whatever. And now, so, like, and it was all about, we got to get these guys in. It's their first year. It's a new system. It's the new teammates, whatever. And then Aaron Rodgers can just show up and – June, July.
Yeah.
And it's going to work. Like, I just don't, I just don't see how that makes, you know, makes a lot of sense if I'm the Steelers. And let's be honest, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, you know, if he is, if he still believes he can be a difference maker, I mean, look what happened last year with the Vikings. There might be a quarterback, a situation like this year where a team with a, you know, a quote good quarterback or somebody they believe in gets hurt, like, you know, during camp, and they're in a better position to win than the Steelers are. And maybe he's waiting for that. I mean, you know, the guy is an enigma intentionally. It's super annoying. It's pretentious. And, like, now I'm getting my own personal feelings in here. I really don't want, you know, that in my life from a weekly, you know,
right.
drama standpoint. Yeah. I just don't want it. I mean, like, the Steelers have – we were talking about this the other day. You know, if he doesn't sign here, it has the potential to be the first drama-free, you know, drama queen-free season since probably 2013 before Antonio Brown became AB. You know, that was back when he was still Antonio Brown. And I kind of want that for me.
Right. A little normalcy, maybe. Yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah,
I mean,
Will.
I mean, so anyway, like, from a football standpoint, yeah. I guess he might be their best option, but, like, he doesn't get them over the hump, so I just don't understand the infatuation.
Yeah. It feels to me like the Steelers, I don't know, like an expansion team, the drought era Bills. Right, when the Bills were wandering the desert, you know, pre-Josh Allen, like between Jim Kelly and Josh Allen, it was some pretty tough years. And if one of those teams, say, like the 2010 Bills, wanted to wait, like lead the light on all spring and summer for Aaron Rodgers or someone like him, like, okay, I get it. Like, you should be desperate. Let's just give him as much runway as he possibly could need. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, like, they should not... I recognize that their quarterback list, at least, you know, really, like, they don't have a marquee guy there, but still, it just, I don't know, it just feels too desperate for a team with their history.
Beneath them.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, they've trotted out a bunch of random dudes since Ben retired. I mean, you know, they're sort of just flailing about, and he would just be the next one, right? He would be the sixth. Different starting quarterback in four seasons. Is that right? I think that's right.
Could be.
And, you know, that's becoming like Browns-esque, right? I mean, like, you're sort of trending in that direction. You know, I think they feel very confident in next year's class, that they'll be draft, you know, QB class, that they will be able to find a way to get one of those guys. You know, I don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Know if going 9-8 and drafting 18th is going to get them there, which it seems to be possible if Aaron Rodgers is, you know, comes in and is Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. Like, I just... They have kicked the can down the road. They sort of seem to feel like they operate above the norm. And, you know, when you go 20 years without having a losing season, I mean, certainly that speaks to the quality of, you know, your leadership and, you know, your talent, you know, your personnel side people to find quality players and your coaching staff to coach quality, you know, coach them up and make them competitive. Certainly – But, I mean, everybody, look at all the teams that are good now. All of them have had, you know, pockets in the last 20 years where they weren't good, right? All of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers seem to think that they can kind of just keep rolling without it. And I just, you know, to me, they would be better suited to, you know, to roll the dice with who's in their quarterback room. And one of two things happens. Either, you know, Mason Rudolph turns out to be pretty good and, you know, more than adequate, and they can win 10 games, or, you know, it's a mess and they win 5 games, and, you know, then they're drafting, you know, 6th. And that is a, you know, a much more enviable position if you're looking for a quarterback of the future. So, you know, but this has been the, we are above the law, we're the Steelers, mm-hmm. to your point. You know, I will say this, you know, there is this sort of like same old Steelers, they never change. You know, if you look at right now, we're, you know, getting ready to start OTAs. Like, I saw this, 10 out of their 22 starting 11 on each side of the ball last year are gone, right? I mean, and part of that was by choice, right? They could have tried to sign Najee Harris to a contract, a new deal. They didn't. They could have tried to match Justin Fields' contract that the Jets gave them. They didn't. So, you know, they are open to trying new things, and maybe this is that, right? Just sort of standing hat in hand, waiting for Aaron Rodgers to grace you with his presence. I mean, to me, they kind of – look, I don't think it's going to be a disaster if he signs, but I just think it's sort of – to me, it's just sort of pointless because he's not building for the future. There's not a future with Aaron Rodgers. It's just you're going to tread water for a year, and that might not be the best thing. Maybe you need to – sink a little bit and have a lifeguard throw you, you know, a raft in the form of a top 7 pick, you know, like that to me would almost be better than just standing there, you know, okay, the Sharks haven't eaten you yet, but like, you know, eventually if you don't eat, like you're going to get tired and you're going to go down anyway. So, I'd rather almost do it voluntarily if I was them. Like this is sort of a very challenging time to be a Steeler fan, and it's frustrating to be on the beat. I mean, I asked Mike Tomlin point blank at the end of last season, do you feel that you guys are stuck? And his answer was no, because stuck implies helplessness, and that you don't have a plan. But man, I will say this, it is very hard to kind of discern what exactly the plan is at quarterback specifically as we head into 2025.
Will Graves, our guest, I feel like I'm naive by asking you this, but I never feel like I quite know with the Steelers the breakdown of, like, who has what percent say in what they do. I mean, Tomlin is such a powerful presence, and he's won, and he also has, like, never lost in a season that, you know, I kind of might assume that whatever he wants, he gets. Is it that simple?
I think it's pretty close. I think Art Rooney ultimately does have the final say on some things. For example, I mean, I'm pretty Ben Roethlisberger's last season was because of Art Rooney. I think the team would have been fine if Ben had just sort of, after, you know, 2020, had decided that was it, right? And, you know, Art kind of came in at the last, not at the last second, but kind of put his thumb on the scale and was like, hey, let's run it back one more time with this guy. So, you know, but I think Mike is a very close to, and look, I mean, Omar Khan has been in the organization for 20 plus years, but, you know, up until 3 years ago, that was not in the assistant GM roles and the other roles he filled before that are not influential, but I mean, it's very clear, you know, that, you know, he does not have the rank that Mike Tomlin has. He's now literally, after Greg Popovich retired, he's now
yes.
the longest tenured coach in North American pro sports, which is kind of remarkable
yep.
if you think about it. So,
How this is the entire conversation here is about how long this whole thing has been dragging on for, Will. So I apologize for another question that's in that framework here.
Well, shouldn't this conversation drag on?
Right. Let's say, we're gonna go long, Will. Clear your calendar. It's been going on so long that it already feels like weeks, if not months ago, that veterans like Cam Hayward were publicly sort of, what are we doing? You know, sort of like I said to you a few minutes ago, like, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. What are we doing? How's that? Right. How's that facet of this?
Well, I mean, I do think you know, that is something like this is where the Steelers find themselves in a tight spot. And you know, they want to re-sign TJ Watt. He's entering the final year of his deal. He wants to make more money than, you know, the other, you know, the Miles Garrett's of the world. Aaron Rodgers would show them, signing Aaron Rodgers would give them, in theory, the best chance to be competitive this season, right? And TJ could say, if you guys aren't serious about being competitive and I'm on sort of the back end of my prime here, you can feel free to send me elsewhere, right? And Cam Hayward had an all-pro year last year, an incredible comeback season at 35. But how much gas, you know, does he have left in the tank? I mean, nobody knows, right? So are you willing to sacrifice a season for guys like that are going, you know, I mean, TJ's a Hall of Famer, and Cam, if he has one more season like he had last season, I think he's definitely entered into the legitimate conversation, right? So do you want to do right by your veterans? But at the same time, Cam, to his credit, you know, is also tired of sort of the drama around. This is a guy that is among the most level-headed pros that I've been around in any sport, and I cover everything here. And including like Sidney Crosby, I would certainly put in that conversation. Cam is as level-headed as they come, and he's just sort of tired of the of all the crap that comes, you know, with the drama. I mean, I believe that I don't think the Steelers traded George Pickens because Cam said, get this guy out of here. But I also think Cam did not get on the, you know, Cam did not say to them, hey, why are we trading George, right? So that's the dynamic that's at play there a little bit. Like, they want to be competitive. They want to show TJ that they're serious about competing and keeping him. But, you know, are they willing to sacrifice here, which would be for the greater good of the franchise, right? That's kind of where the Steelers find themselves. You know, here on May 12th, it's they're sort of stuck in nowhere land, to be honest with you, because they're not bad, but they're not good. They're just sort of there. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, they've had a great run of being competitive, but I think, you know, the Turk comes for everybody at some point, and I just think they would be better served to try to just roll the dice without Aaron Rodgers. I do believe some guys on the roster just don't care either way. I firmly believe that. But, you know, Mike T's going to do what he's going to do, and he's a competitive guy. And I can't see him willingly putting himself in a position to make the team less than it could be, right? So I think that's what that's the ultimate deciding factor here, is that he's not going to zoom out. He's going to play for 2025, and he's going to try to go, you know, 10-7, 9-8, and sneak into the playoffs and then get rocked in the first round, which has happened with alarming regularity here for going on 10 years.
Will, we're always grateful for your time, and our gift for you this time is that Bulldog and I will track the schedule news, including Indianapolis, Atlanta, meeting in Berlin in week 10, so you don't have to.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Will. Will Graves of the AP in Pittsburgh, describing the Steelers, like the Penguins are kind of the same thing now.
Yeah.
They have a different history, but
they've been hanging out
up here for so long, and really they haven't sort of given up on it with their legends.
Yeah. Letang, Malkin, Crosby, all still there. Yep.
All right. I mean, I can respect somebody not here for schedule rumors, really, you know, like, that's fine. Or even the draft in its way, how the draft can become so, like, all the minutiae of it all for guys that you'll almost never talk about again because they won't even be on the board when the Bills come to pick at pick 30. But I don't know, it's something. That's really what it comes down to.
It's something. Yeah. For me, maybe the most functionality I get out of talking about the draft the way that we do is that 5 years later, when we mention a guy, I might know where he went to college.
From these last two months?
Having talked about it. Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah. I Iowa State, I remember. Yeah. Great, thanks.
You could just watch college football.
Right. Or I could just not know where a guy went to college and no one on earth would ever care.
Well.
But, you know, I've got this knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
I've got it. I've got this knowledge. I've got this information. It doesn't even really feel like calling it knowledge almost feels too much. It's information that I have stored in here needlessly that I'm now going to regurgitate and spit out for you.
It feels good to know things.
Congratulations.
All right. There is some wide receiver content today. We'd love to hear what you want or not want from the schedule, as detailed as it might be. 803-0550. We'll keep looking for announcements. There might be a couple today, one from Fox and one from Prime, apparently, were supposed to happen here today on the 12th. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after sports. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.